This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, you guys.
Hello.
How's it?
Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursday. Thank you for the reminder. Morgan?
Have you been on the Eiffel Tower before?
No, I've never been to France. What about you? Have you been on the Eiffel Tower?
No, I'm nowhere near it.
Why is that in your head?
I've been to Mexico.
I've taken pictures in front of it.
You have?
Right next to it. I haven't gone.
What color is it?
You know?
Is it gray?
I don't
know. Black steel?
Some sort of metallic color is what I remember, but
it's
they don't
painted,
paint that thing?
So that's, yeah, they paint it. I have a story where I was like, whoa.
What color is it?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you guys. Oh, I don't have the color they use.
Sky blue. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm assuming it's just black, but I've never been. I'd love to go to France. But you know what's trippy is, as we've talked about, you know, what's going to happen. I think national travel is going to be back, if not already. Well, right now with the winter storm that's crippling the country.
Yeah.
I don't know that any travel's happening, but... National travel is going to continue this year, probably to come back. International? I don't know.
That's going to be a tough one for a while. You know, plenty of places I would like
to
see, but
welcome me with open arms. But it's not.
Get out.
It doesn't look good. Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. That was me saying, you know.
Russia, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It sounded kind of Borat-ish. Listen, we've taken over. You're not welcome here.
Yeah, that's Russia.
Yeah, sorry. Boy, you got it in two words. Get out.
I know. Well, you're so good at it.
Les poissons. I'm trying to, I haven't done a French accent in so long. Les fromages.
Well, anyway, I've never been, so I don't know. You only took a picture, so you stood at the base of that brand, and then you didn't decide to go up it?
Well, I was there with Cameron and Anita and family, the in-laws, so we were there for pictures. It's just, you know, traveling with the baby, you just want to, and the girls just want to go to the stores and buy stuff. So
they do? In France?
Oh, yeah, in France especially. Come on.
I just want to sit in an outdoor cafe with a delicious coffee.
Christina has promised my oldest daughter that she will take her to France and take her shopping when she's 16.
Oh, my God.
It's all about the shopping.
Sounds amazing.
We spent
you hate shopping.
Yeah, but it sounds amazing to go with, like, 16 years old and you get to go to France with your mom.
Yeah.
Six hours in Chanel. I'm like, you work
six
there.
What are hours you in
still
Chanel?
Doing here? Why are you so... Why are we still?
I want to see Chanel.
Well, no, they were shopping and you know, there's a lot of money spent, so they spent a lot of time there.
Listen, if she can afford to buy French Chanel crap, then doesn't she have like a big collection of?
That's
like,
why
Bryn
has to fix fences by cutting down trees and milling his own wood because his wife.
What the hell?
I didn't tell you that I cut a tree down. And how do you know I cut a tree down?
I don't
down?
Know. I just know that you always are fixing things yourself.
He cut down a huge. I was like, oh, did he post that on Instagram?
No.
He just toppled a humongous
tree
at his house.
That was just me making a guess at the many ways you. You MacGyver your own repairs.
Oh, yeah, because I'm broke because my wife is always shopping.
Oh, my God. Gotta curtail those activities.
I'm sure, I guess Radio Shack isn't a thing anymore, but I'm sure if she saw your electronics bill, you two would have a fair argument.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, you know what I need?
More wires.
Yeah, I need more spaghetti in this room.
Well, if I heard you say that, I'd say, well, you need a motor because that thing, that spaceship you sit in all day doesn't go anywhere. You need to make that thing fly.
Hey, man, we're virtually going everywhere because of this, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Good point.
Vinny, this is, you won't like this, but if you're all interested in France, you should tell Christina to watch Escape to the Chateau on HGTV. It's these British people, this couple, who are so adorable.
Are they, though?
They buy a 150-year-old chateau, just like a castle that's built on the remains of, like, a 13th-century fort. It has a moat. It's so beautiful, but it's ramshackle, and they're bringing it back to life. And apparently, you can go and spend a weekend there. You can get married there. You know that they're starting up a business.
More, like, more of your things, Sarah.
Dude, but no, Christina loves
renovation.
That kind of stuff.
Oh no,
and it's in France.
My wife's into that crap.
Yeah, she would love that walled garden. Oh my God, the place is just John and I. It's house porn. We sit and watch that. We're like, oh my God, there's a new episode. Quick, get a drink. Snuggle up to me. Let's watch The Chateau. Escape to the Chateau. So good. Apparently,
Escape to the Chateau.
They had a YouTube show for years and years and years, and now HGTV is putting it all together and releasing it, and it's just great. Oh, my God. Love to go to France.
Oh, yeah, I would too. I often only have thought of going on surf trips, but as I've gotten older, I've thought, yeah, it'd be cool to go with the kids and do some stuff like that. See some culture.
See the world, right?
I don't know about the whole world. I want regular toilets and preferably bidets. But I'm not going to go on any trip like country singer's kid. Ashley Judd. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, go and do conservation work in the Congo?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll donate.
Yeah.
But I don't need to be that far away from civilization.
What are we looking at? This isn't the show.
That's
something different.
The Chateau. It's right there. Do it yourself.
So, that's not the one.
I love it already.
It's called Escape to the Chateau. Well, no, it's not. They didn't even show them. They're not even in there. The people weren't even in it.
Who are the people?
They're Dick and Angel Strawbridge.
Is this Dick and Angel here?
That's them, yep.
That's the same commercial I just showed you. They didn't show one.
No, those people. Those were various chateaus. There's the house. They bought it for $330,000.
That's not a house.
No, this is not the house. These are different people, and these are different.
Well, it's all
not, that's
one
not
commercial.
It.
This
that's
is a
not
very
the house. No, not
show
it.
You're
no.
Talking
no. Those. No. There's the house. That's
okay,
the one.
Okay. All right.
That doesn't even look like a house. It's a castle.
Yeah, it's a chateau. It's a French chateau.
Chateau.
Built in the 1800s. Mm. On top of the ruins of some fort. It's like the site has been in the same family, they just bought it, but it was in the same family for hundreds of years. God, I got no French accent.
Well, do they sound like that?
It's a lot better
no,
now
they're
than
British.
It was when
oh,
you started, because you were full Russian before.
Mm-hmm. Get that what? This is my French accent.
Vodka.
I want some vodka. Anyway, home improvement. Mm. How do we get here? Oh, yeah, the Eiffel Tower. What color is it? No one knows. Did anyone text in and say, is it just gray?
I'm sure somebody is.
No, dark. Nobody's texted in yet.
Can we find a picture that where we
I
can?
I was looking at pictures, and it's actually, I don't know what color. Like, it's like a gold.
Gold?
I don't know. That's what it looks like to me. Like,
I wonder
if anybody's like, what do they call that where you parachute off some crap that you're not supposed to?
Base jumping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right.
Somebody had to.
Can you? What happens on the?
Oh, it says brown.
Oh, it's brown.
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 That is disappointing.
That is.
Well, it's a shiny brown though. It's not like a
bronze color.
Oh, and then the five shades of yellow.
Oh,
what?
God. This is
getting really complicated.
Conflicting reports here.
I don't know.
So what happens at the top? Like, is it an elevator? Do you have to go upstairs? Like, how do you?
Yeah, Bryn, how do you get up there?
Yeah, what's the deal?
I didn't go up, guys.
Well, did you see stuff?
Yeah, you must have seen people like in
the
line.
Bottom,
to get up
worried,
there.
Worried about setting up the tripod to get everybody in the shot.
That is stressful.
It is the law. You've got to
really
get a good shot
like,
of the Eiffel Tower.
I was on daddy duty, and just here to take pictures, really. And do I want to go up there with the kid? No, I don't.
Sounds like a logistical nightmare.
I want to go and have some food. That's what I was there for,
yeah.
You know.
For the food?
The escargot. Oh, yeah.
Garlicky
okay,
little snail.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, look at that. Oh, it is. I mean, I guess that's kind of yellow.
No.
Like a grayed out, like an ochre.
Yellow brown?
All right. I really wouldn't have thought that.
It's called Eiffel Tower brown, which is three different tones.
Oh, God. It has its own color.
Oh, it's very
tall. Of
course
tall. It has its own.
I'm looking at a guy who's about to base jump it. It's high.
Oh, somebody texted in and said it's gray. I don't know. I guess we just have to go there.
Well, grays and browns can be
difficult. Listen, guys, it's really kind of sort of a gray beige.
Often in stores, I will say, what color is this?
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's ecru.
Name something I'm familiar with, please. Use the basics. Thank you.
Beige.
The perfect ecru. Oh, yeah, this guy just jumped off the... I'm watching a video of a guy who just jumped off the Eiffel Tower.
You know, it has such a wide base. I would think you'd hit the base.
No. He jumped and then hit a parachute, and now he's floating away.
Oh, he's just floating off.
He's floating way away, too.
I see. Like, oh, my goodness.
There's a waiting escape car for him.
Have you ever watched Team America World Police?
Of course.
So that first scene where they destroy...
Well, I don't remember it like you do. You've watched it.
I've watched
times
it 100 times.
Right.
The first scene is they, you know, Team America comes in there and they're going to take out the terrorists, and they do, eventually, although one of them gets it, and but they've also taken out Paris. I mean, there's an overhead shot. There's the Eiffel Tower's laying on its side, and everyone's looking around like, what the F just happened? Thank you, America.
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to base jump the Eiffel Tower. These guys made a full-blown escape he landed.
Yeah. So, well, isn't that the point of base jumping? They're doing it illegally and, you know, we got to get out of here.
The whole
get
thing's
em.
A thrill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even after you land, you got to run.
You got to run for it. You got to hope they don't know where you're going to come down.
The biggest thrill, honestly, just the shot they did where the guy's toes are hanging off the very edge of the tippy top. That's all the thrill I need. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That jumping off things is never going to be my thing.
So heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have... All right, I'll tell you this, but okay, I don't like telling you. Remember that accident I had out surfing? I don't know, back when that was... What was that? November?
Yeah.
Something like mm-hmm. that.
Was it the one where you thought, I am definitely dying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it wasn't even that...
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
January.
Was it January?
It feels like it was recent.
I couldn't recover it from it as quickly as you'd think. I swear
what do you mean?
To God, I had, well,
PTSD?
Someone I know was like, you have PTSD, dude. I was having full-blown anxiety as I kept making myself go out because I wanted to get over it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would have full-blown anxiety. It's like, and I don't even get that. I mean, I've had it, you know, everyone's had a little anxiety.
Did you have a panic attack over this?
No, I can't say I had a panic attack, but I was having trouble. Yes. Real trouble. Like, I'm out of here. I got to go. I can't be out here. I'm leaving.
Oh my God.
This is a trip. I've never had, but that accident was the heaviest thing that's happened to me.
Tell me exactly what happened again.
I was out on a day where the surf looked
too big
one
for you.
Way. It was big, but it was in my range. The thing was, is that it was building. It was going to be a building swell, but I looked at it. It looked fine. I was like, I can manage this. I have the right board, and I'm going to go have some fun. Unfortunately, I was in a bad spot when I'd say between 6 and 8, double the height of the surf that had been coming through, came through way outside. There was no way. There was nowhere to go. It wasn't. I couldn't go under him, and I couldn't ride him, and I just had to deal, and I got throttled. Heavy water throttled me. The first two, I made it under, then my board got ripped from me, and then it started sucking me out, and I was just getting hammered. Mm-hmm. And it took me 30 plus minutes to swim in, and it was a lot. It was way more. And when I finally got to the beach, I just thought, I can't believe people do this and are okay. Like, that was heavy, really heavy. 20-foot, like I'd say 8 20-foot waves rolled through and just crushed me. I got to the beach and my board was just broken.
Yeah.
Guy points over, there's your board. And I'm like, oh, man. And then my leash is on my foot. So I'm walking with this thing dragging and the the whole part of the board that the leash attaches to tore out and tore the whole tail out. So it was just broken. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that bad experiences like that can absolutely, like, you want to be manly about it. I was going back out, but I absolutely was having, like, I would start to hyperventilate.
What's happening now?
Nothing. I mean, I worked through it, but I'm saying I would go out, and the last thing you want to do is hyperventilate when you're trying to
hold your breath,
be calm,
right?
Keep your heart rate down, manage your emotions, don't freak out. And I'm going, I don't even realize it. I'm starting to, like, as I'm, like, trying to paddle to, you know, to
get
safety
away,
or whatever, right, or whatever I'm up to, I realize I'm hyperventilating, and it's not, I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does. My heart's pounding right now.
Mm-hmm. It's heavy.
It came up a couple times right after the fact. Like, I mean, I could tell it was traumatic.
It's heavy.
It was
my friend.
Kind of surprising how quickly you jumped right back in.
I went right back in immediately. I had to. I was, like, forcing myself to, because I wanted to be better. I didn't want to let time pass and finally start pulling that, I don't like that.
Scary.
It's too scary. But it was intense. Like, I was surfing a couple times right after with the cooks in really big surf, and there's a couple spots where there's a ton of rocks and a ton of moving water, and I would turn and leave. They're like, where'd you go? I had to.
Just taking a break.
Yeah.
You got someone to talk to about that?
What's that?
Seems like he worked through it.
I worked through it. Yeah, I just forced myself out there day after day until I got over it. But it was
PTSD, man.
I'm telling you, it was real. Like, I wasn't.
But that can manifest in other ways, you know?
This wasn't something that I was trying to sort of swim in or be like, let it wash over me. I was fighting it. Like, I don't want to feel this. And yet I would have these hyperventilation moments where I'm going, this is not the way to manage the ocean.
Right.
You're going to pass out.
The ocean attacks me now. I'm done for.
Right. I'm going to actually
blank
out. And, you know, that's not good. Anyway, I didn't even mean to tell that story.
Well, no. I'm glad you shared it. That's
like,
actually, because it's a good story and a
humiliating.
Good story. No,
embarrassing.
Humiliating? No, not at
pathetic.
All. Oh my God!
Yeah, informative. It's really important.
It's right. I mean, look, you are taking your life in your hand every time you go out there, even without.
I'll tell
giant
you this:
waves.
That when that experience happened, it only solidifies in my head the people that go to Mavericks and beyond.
Yeah,
they're insane. Like, I know they train.
There has to
and
be
they
a
have,
degree of insanity.
They have a lot of them wear vests so they can pull it and it inflates and pulls them up for air. Mm-hmm. But it's still too heavy. I would never do that. So heavy.
Well, can you get one of those floats?
I could. I won't. I'm not. If I need that, then I don't need to be out there. I'm a 50-year-old with a couple kids. I need to just calm the hell down.
But you love surfing, and
I do.
Maybe that
I'm not
would
talking
give
about
maybe
normal surf. I'm
like
talking
a,
about 20-foot surf. It's
yeah, but
huge.
You can get in trouble. You know,
you can. Okay. Sure. I'm not wearing.
I'm not
going to
tell you what you should do.
There's etiquette. You can't. You just can't.
I'm sure, you can.
I think anybody who sees
would
me
judge
in a vest
the guy
on a,
to you
on
you
a 6-foot day would say you should be on the beach. You don't need to be out here.
And then you go, listen, man, I'm having PTSD. Don't even talk to me or I'll start hyperventilating.
Hey, listen, the last thing I'm doing is saying that out in the water. That's not happening either.
I'm surfing with a sword just in case the sharks come, guys.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
You got a chainsaw on the back here.
Oh, God. Speaking of swords, you know, I was watching Kill Bill the other night.
Yes. Yeah.
And at one point, I don't know why, but the missus asked me for a samurai sword, and I just laughed because I thought that's a dumb thing to ask for.
Was she serious?
When in Kill Bill, there's a scene where she travels to get a sword to pick out one of these special indestructible swords, and she's in this guy's attic looking at all of these masterpieces. And I look over at my wife, and she's watching it like with drool hanging off her lips, like, oh my God, a Horotomo sword. I really need that. Jesus.
I have a sword if you want a sword.
No, she doesn't need a sword. Trust me.
I'm getting her a sword. Next time I go to Chinatown, listen, they got swords in every store. I used to have to fight my kids. Like, you're not getting a sword. That's not how you know. You're 4 feet tall. There's no, you're not wielding a sword.
It's heavy too. It's not. The yeah. ones are pretty.
No,
heavy.
they have tons of that stuff in. Take her to Chinatown. That's a
I
great
don't want
Christmas
her
present.
To have a sword.
Why
in the
not?
House?
Let her have a sword. Give it to Hulk Baby. Hulk Baby. Hulk Baby will cut
yeah,
down some trees for
Hulk
you in the
Baby
back.
Needs.
Well, it's
yeah,
nice
here's
to display
your katana.
It.
Or, what's it called? A katara? What's it called? Those.
I think it is called a katana. That sounds.
Katana's
right.
a motorcycle.
Katara. Katana. Well, maybe they named the motorcycle after the blade.
That's likely.
Yeah, katana sword. Yeah.
All right.
That exists.
How do you know that?
I think that the chick on Walking Dead carried a katana.
Oh.
It's like a specific kind of Japanese sword, right? It's got like a, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. It's a Japanese sword characterized by the curve. Single-edged yeah. blade.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
That's good for beheading people, then, in case you
well,
were wondering
right.
what you
That's
use
that
for.
That's why we're not going to have one in the house. That's yeah. a bad idea.
Yeah, she's really short.
What
Worst
does that
case,
mean?
You cut in half. I mean, it's, you know.
I don't want.
You still keep your head.
I'm going to do her
That's
a favor.
That's so funny that I can't picture Christina, like, being into swords. Like, what the F is that? She just wants, she's pretty badass. Does she want, like, the whole outfit where she, you know, and then she whoosh, puts
she
it,
hasn't
you know,
mentioned
puts it
anything
in the
sheath about, on her back? I might want to remind her about, you know, right now in the PC culture, you might want not want to be caught in a ninja suit. You know, that's, is that yeah. appropriation?
That is in fact cultural appropriation. How
okay,
dare
sorry,
you
I'm gonna,
pretend to be a ninja?
We're not, you? We don't need that. Yeah. We're trying to show support, but we're not trying to get caught in trouble. We have a,
I don't want to get canceled.
We have a We Support Black History Month sign in our front lawn.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Like that I'm down with.
I like when people do that. This have you ever seen the one where it's like this house, in this house we believe, and then they've got like a list of all these things that Black Lives Matter, that, you know.
Yes, I've seen those. Absolutely.
Women should have the same pay. Whatever their whole mm-hmm. list of stuff. We believe in love. kink, kink. All right. We believe anyway. That on this show, too. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be back after these messages.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.